Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Smell Podcast. I'm your host, Katie Boateng. This week, I'd like to share with you all a recent article titled, "Will Fish Sauce and Charred Oranges Return the World COVID Took From Me?" written by Tejal Rao, restaurant critic for the New York Times. This article was published on March 2nd, 2021. Tejal shares information about the recently trending phenomenon of burning oranges to recover your sense of smell that took off on TikTok. If you haven't seen that video yet, I'll make sure to include the link in the episode notes. The author also talks about her own journey, first with anosmia due to COVID-19, and then dealing with parosmia, and, in addition, information about a smell training. She had a conversation with friend of the podcast, Chrissy Kelly, who you'll recognize from the UK-based charity Absent. A few quotes stuck out to me in the article, including that, "Scientists agree that there's no cure for anosmia, but they also agree that the daily repetitive sniffing of a few aromas can be useful, working as a kind of therapy for an injured nose and brain. This is something I've heard repeatedly since I began hosting the podcast." Are any of you listeners currently smell training? Another quote that stood out to me specifically about smell training was when Tejal shared about her own experience with it. She said, "In fact, the process of sitting down and sniffing, concentrating quietly on registering aromas or fragments of aromas, is lonely, tedious, and mentally exhausting. I couldn't agree more, but I also think it can be so important to try smell training if you think it might work for you." The last thing I'd like to share about this is that NPR's Lulu Garcia Navarro recently had a conversation with Tejal about the article that she wrote. So if you're interested in checking that piece out as well, I've included the link in the episode notes. Make sure that you go and check out all of those sources if you haven't read it already, or if you want to listen to that NPR snippet. After you read or listen, let me know what you think. Did the article resonate with you? What did you enjoy the most about it? You can send me a note on social media at The Smell Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or you can reach me as always via email at thesmellpodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget that you can send me a voice message through Anchor with your thoughts, which I may use in a future episode. I'm excited to continue announcing that the Smell and Taste Association of North America, or STANA, is being formed. We are the first patient organization focused on smell and taste disorders in the USA. STANA's website is online at www.thestana.org, and the fundraising website through GoFundMe is also located there. We're currently raising funds to pay for the startup costs of becoming an established 501c3 organization. If you're able to donate to help us get started, that would be greatly appreciated. And if you are unable to donate at this time, please do consider sharing the fundraising page with your networks so that we can continue to raise the funds that we need. For any questions or if you'd like to get involved, please visit the website or email us at info@thestana.org. Please rate, review, and subscribe to the Smell Podcast if you listen using iTunes. Reviews are helpful because they allow others to find the podcast. And finally, if you'd like to financially support the show, you can do so by clicking on the link in the episode description. I appreciate your support. And as always, a huge shout out to everyone who currently contributes to the show, because your generosity is what makes this podcast possible. Until next time, have a great day.